Yeah.
How are you?
Hi, Mike. You all right? I've got Angela McVeigh on the line for you, mate.
Mrs. Sexford.
Just got a new proof of address, because... Yeah, no worries. She had, it was like a summons to court or something that we had on there, so I've just got a new proof of address for her now.
Mrs. Sex.
Yeah.
Is it just you and Benin, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Rafters, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, pop her over, mate. Let me just check her ID. What's her ID?
Yeah.
What's ID, buddy?
Oh. It's free proof of addresses we've got. I've just deleted the one that didn't, yeah.
Are they all okay? I'll take your word for her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're all fine. March, and council tax one as well. New one.
Go on, mate, pop it over. Thank you very much, Elliot.
Perfect, cheers.
Thanks. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela. I'm going to leave you on the call with Mike now.
Right, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elliot.
Cheers, you have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Hi, Angela. You speak to Michael, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
Thank you. Good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. Angela, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Angela, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
It's my role, Angela, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence on your behalf.
Yeah.
So whether that's writing to, you know, social services, educational authorities of your time and care, that's my role.
Uh-huh.
But it's also, Angela, just to understand you a bit better, and obviously trying to understand the trauma you faced as a child. How has that had an effect on you into your adult life?
Yeah.
You know, stuff that I can evidence, like, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, you know, suffering with any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And I'll write to the likes of your GP, you know, NHS trusts, any sort of rehabilitation centres, so I can build a picture for the Scottish VHS of, you know, Angela in care and Angela because of care, if you like. And they have to take that into consideration when deliberating on our case.
Yeah.
It's just to give you the best chance, really, of getting the most out of this process.
Thank you.
Is that okay, Angela?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Angela, and I do apologise profusely in advance. Sorry, Angela. I am obviously really happy to talk to you, but I'm also really sad that in the circumstances while we're talking. I do apologise, Andrea, I'm sorry. Have you ever been diagnosed with depression or anxiety, Angela?
Yeah, I'm bipolar. I'm a manic depressant.
Okay. That's been... And obviously you're on medication for those two.
Yeah, quite a lot. I'm on enough anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever had issues with any alcohol or substance?
Yeah, when I was young.
Okay. Well, what was it? Was it the alcohol, or was it both?
Well, it was kind of a bit both, but I sorted the drugs out kind of thing, but I was taking a lot of tablets as well. Certain tablets just to get from, and I went through, I don't know whether I went through a couple of times doing a detox for alcohol. So maybe one was alcohol, maybe one was dihydrocodone and stuff.
Okay. The detox for the alcohol, was that through your GP, or was that Did you go to somewhere?
My GP, I think.
Okay.
I used to give tablets that took the kind of bit away if you want a drink, you know.
Yeah.
Can't remember what they were.
A vicious cycle of codeine and alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Andrew.
I have got a real tough question to ask you, and it's the one that I dread on every phone call, but I do have to ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Angela?
Yeah, a couple of times.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So you thought that was your option at the time? And did any of those attempts end up in hospitalisation?
Yeah, well, just to the main hospital.
Okay.
Let's do a while ago.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so the reason why I've asked you obviously those questions, Angela, is I can write to your GP and gather the evidence there from, you know, your mental health. And also your issues with alcohol. Yeah. I can use that obviously as a to paint a picture of past trauma. The reason why I asked if you had tried to take your own life is because, you know, 90% of those suicide attempts end up in a hospitalisation. So yeah. I'll also write to the hospital and gather your evidence from there. And like I said, you know, this is all a picture that we're trying to paint because of your time in care, Angela. So I am sorry for having to ask them questions.
Good, guys.
Yeah. Can I take your GP's details, please, Angela?
The Blair Medical Centre.
The Blair.
The Blair Road here.
The Blair Medical Centre.
The Blair. D.
The Blair.
That's
one for me, Angela, sorry. Can you spell it for me, please? Can you spell it for me, please?
D-A-L-B-A-I-R.
D-A-L-B-A-I-R-E.
No, D.
D-A-L-B-L-A-I-R. Okay. Thank you. It's okay. I think it's the Scottish and the Scouse accent. And whereabouts is that? Is that an air, is it?
No, sorry, that's here.
Yeah, okay. And how long have you been with that GP for?
Oh, God. About 30 years.
Okay. 1996. Can I take the hospital that you were hospitalised in? Please, Angela.
Yeah, hospital, sorry. Maybe Kilmarnock Hospital as well, I can't remember.
It's just called Air Hospital, is it?
Yeah, there's Air Hospital.
Okay.
And then there's Cross House Hospital. So I might have been in Cross House Hospital at one point. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm just giving you the two, just in case.
Okay. And roughly, when was you in a hospital?
Oh, God. I can't remember. It's been years ago.
Yeah, roughly, no.
God. 25? Yeah, I don't know. But maybe 25 or something.
Okay, so 206.
between 20 and 30, I think.
Okay, so the and the other one was called, what was the last one? Cross, something Cross?
Cross House. That's in Kilmarnock. Thank you.
Any rough dates for that one, the Cross House one?
Oh, I've no idea. My memory's absolutely bad with the
life. No problem. It's okay. It's no problem. Thank you for giving me that information. So I'll write obviously to the two hospital trusts. I'll also write to your GP. I don't need to tell them why I'm requesting any medical records. That's none of their business. But I will request all the information that I can from them. I'll also be writing to the social services and the education authority of the care setting you're in, Redhill Adolescent Unit.
That's no longer there, so I don't know who you get from it.
I'll be the social
services.
Yeah, I'll find that. When I get the information back from your time in care, Angela, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Your information, it's your journey, so it's your story, should I say, so it's entirely up to you. Okay. So what I'll do, Angela, is when I get your information back from, the social services and the educational authority and the likes, I'll share everything I get with you, and we'll go through that together, you and I. I'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that I've gathered, or my team has gathered for you. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure that you're happy with it. It may kick up some memories. So we'll obviously add all our information to your case. I can hear somebody in the background there. It may help us if we get some form of witness impact statement for you as well. So that's obviously not seeing what happened to you in care, but, has witnessed, the bipolar, the manic depressive.
I was unprepared when I was a child as well, so I mean, it's all a vicious circle.
Yeah, so it may be worth, having a chat with those nearest and dearest to you and just getting a statement from them, just saying, I see Angela on a daily basis. She suffers with her mental health, just anything. Well, we don't need that now. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but it may be worth you just having to think about that.
Okay.
That's going to take me, just get that information back, it's probably going to take me anywhere between 6 and 10 months' time. It's not a quick turnaround. So once we've gone through it all together, we'll do what's called our final submission. So we've told Scottish Redress we are going to claim. We've got an application number for you. We are waiting on a caseworker for you. And we've been recognised as your law firm. But we've also told them, Angela, we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. So they're obviously not going to work on our case just yet, but they will start working on it when we provide the evidence. I'll add all your medical records to the final submission as well. So we'll pin all of them in, as well as all the records from social services. And then we'll submit them to the Scottish Redress. And what happens then, Angela, is we then await what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals will judge or, assess our case, if you like. It's all done behind closed doors, Angela, so there's no need for us to be there or attend. And then we'll get notification of, hopefully the recognition that you deserve and an offer of financial compensation, Angela.
Right, thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any questions for me about that process? Anything you don't understand?
No, I've got a lot.
Were you Angela McVeigh in care? Is that what you were known as, or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just need to go back one stage with you, Angela, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases. And obviously with me, you're just about to embark on 8 to 10 months worth of work on your behalf. I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees. and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously I will do. So just to let you know, Angela, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Right. Obviously, that would entail, you know, gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case if you wish to.
Yeah.
But that is an option. Option two. Nobody fixed that option, Angela. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Angela, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. It's quite important, that piece. So they don't charge fees because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses the case. Okay. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, or more importantly, Angela, what those law firms don't do or won't do for you. All I can tell you, Angela, is we don't participate in that scheme. We don't take a handout from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. We run in how we do it is with a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract in which if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. It's actually slightly less. It's around about 19.2%. But just obviously for ease of conversation and maths, we tell clients it's 20. So what that means, Andrew, is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than the 19.2%. On the flip side as well, on the no-fee side of that contract, because you've been through such, mental health issues and such trauma as a child, because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. So what that means is if we don't get you compensation, you don't pay us any money. Our insurance cover and our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, Angela.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yeah, probably.
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Just to let you know, Angela, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What this means is if you're unhappy or had a change of heart or a change of mind, up until day 14, you can rip up any paperwork we have with us and walk away and chase this down however which way you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, Angela, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us to crack on, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
Right, yep.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period or would you like me to reinstate it from today?
Oh, God, I'm over here again. I'm wanting you to carry on.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Angela, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. If you need me in the meantime, get hold of Elliot and he'll send you over to me. But I'll switch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks. I'll let you know how I'm getting on. Is that okay?
Yep.
Do you have any questions for me, Angela?
No, not at the moment.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for being so brave, Angela, and speaking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Angela. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Yes.
Bye now.
Bye now. You're good.
Bye. 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 Bye.